Chapter 3. The Duchess, a Pig, and a Cheshire Cat. Alice thought about the beautiful garden.
How can I get back to the little door? She thought. I want to walk in those pretty flowers.
Suddenly, Alice came to a small house. She stood and she looked at it. Then a man walked past her and to the door. Alice was surprised to see the man's face. It was the face of a fish. Then the door opened and Alice saw another man. This man had the face of a frog.
They are two very strange men, Alice thought,
and she watched them. The fish man took a big letter out of his coat and he gave it to the frog man.
This is for the Duchess, he said. It is from the Queen. She wants the Duchess to play croquet with her.
The frog man took the letter.
This is from the Queen, and it is for the Duchess, he said. The Queen wants to play croquet with her.
Alice laughed at them.
They are two strange and funny men, she thought.
The fishman walked away, and the frogman sat on the ground. Alice walked past him and into the small house. She came into a kitchen and she saw the Duchess. The Duchess sat on a chair in the middle of the kitchen with a baby in her arms. Next to the Duchess, there was a cook with a spoon in a big bowl of soup. At the cook's feet, there was a cat with a big smile on its face.
Please, can you tell me something? Alice said quietly. Why is your cat smiling?
It's a Cheshire cat, the Duchess said. And Cheshire cats always smile.
Then the Duchess shouted,
You're a pig!
And she looked at the baby. The baby cried, and the Duchess started singing to it. It was a strange song, and the poor baby cried and cried.
Why is she calling the baby a pig? Alice thought.
Then the Duchess offered the baby to Alice.
Can you take this?
She asked.
I am going to play croquet with the Queen.
Alice took the baby from the Duchess and she carried it in her arms. She took it outside and she walked away from the house. She looked down at the baby in her arms and she saw its strange face. It had a big nose and very small eyes. Alice walked some more, but then the baby made a funny noise. Alice looked at the baby again, and now she saw a pig.
It's a pig, she thought,
and she put it on the ground. Alice walked on. And she was surprised to see the Cheshire Cat in a tree. It looked at Alice and it smiled. The cat had big teeth, but it had a friendly smile.
Please, Cheshire Cat, Alice said, can you help me?
Where do you want to go? The Cheshire Cat asked.
I don't know,
Alice answered.
Does anyone live near here?
The Mad Hatter lives over there, the Cheshire Cat told Alice,
and it pointed to the right.
And the March Hare lives over there, it said,
and it pointed to the left.
You can visit them.
Then the cat said,
Are you playing croquet with the Queen today?
I want to play croquet with the Queen, she told the Cheshire Cat. But she didn't ask me.
You'll see me there, the Cheshire Cat said. And I forgot to ask you, what happened to the baby?
It changed into a pig, Alice said.
She looked up at the tree, but the Cheshire Cat was not there anymore. Alice was not surprised, because it was a strange day. Alice walked on. She walked to the left because she wanted to meet the March Hare. But suddenly, she saw the Cheshire Cat again, and now it was in a different tree.
Did you say pig? It asked.
Yes, I did, said Alice,
and the cat smiled at her. Alice walked away from the tree and the Cheshire Cat. After some time, she came to a big house. It was the March Hare's house. Alice looked at the funny house. It was a hare's face with two long chimneys for ears. It was a very big house, and Alice was small. But then Alice remembered the mushroom. She took a small piece of the left-hand mushroom from her dress and she ate it. She grew a little and she was happy. Then she walked to the front of the March Hare's house.